Hello?
This is a confirmation
Hello?
Call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa Williams from eBay. So how may I help you?
What is the company? Sorry, because I'm not good in English.
Okay, so it's the eBay company, eBay shopping website. EBAY.
eBay. Okay, yes.
Uh-huh.
One item is still outstanding for very, very long.
So
you call me is it for what? For refund?
Yes, I do believe that, sir. You have received an automated voice call. Is it correct?
Sorry.
Sir, you have received an automated voice call, right? Am I right?
No, I'm quite long not enter to the eBay website. I'm not buying things from eBay. Yes, no.
I will tell you even everything. Actually, sir, the reason of this call to inform you that today morning 6 o'clock we have found some suspicious thing that some overseas people try to misuse your information without your prior knowledge to purchase gift card cost $299.
Oh.
So you want to place your order or you want to cancel and refund your money?
Cancel. I'm not going to the website for long. So maybe someone stolen my car?
Yes, sir, maybe it could possible that. So can you tell me one thing? Have you ever shared your card information, any details to your
No. Send me the email. You have my email, right? Anything
yes,
I can. Yes, send me the email. I will look to the email and then reply to you.
Okay, so you want to cancel your order, right, sir?
Yeah, cancel. If any other anything order from eBay, please cancel it immediately.
Yes, sir. I'm going to help you for the cancellation process. And if any hacker misuse your information without your prior knowledge, so we are going to block those people as well. So you need to do one thing, sir. Put me on speaker mode so that I will help you for the cancellation process. All right? Put me on speaker mode.
Sorry, sir. So how to do the cancellation?
Sir, no need to worry. I will guide you step by step. Put me on speaker mode first, loud speaker mode.
And
the phone which you are using right now, it's an Android or iPhone, which one?
Sorry? Excuse me.
The phone which you are using right now, it's an Android or iPhone, which one?
The phone
you are using right now, it's an Android phone like a Samsung or iPhone.
How about I let me log into the eBay account and see.
Yes, okay. You do one thing, sir. Open the Play Store application.
Anyhow, how to cancel?
Open the Play Store.
In the phone or in the computer?
Sorry?
You mean I open the website from... from
We have a place for application.
I need to turn on the computer first, sorry.
Turn on the computer. Bring the line.
Now I turn on.
Yeah, is it on?
Let me sign in first. I turn on and sign in. Pick up your secret question. Well, I need to pick up a question.
Yes, sit it on. I'm holding the line for you.
This is why did I pick up so many questions?
Okay, no need to worry. Well, once your computer is on, do let me know so that I will transfer your senior manager. All right, he will help you for the cancellation process.
I log in, but it's not allow me to log in just to answer so many questions.
He will ask the question. All right, just hold the line and switch on your computer first.
It's on the computer again?
Yeah, is it on, sir? Your computer is on now?
Yeah, computer is on. But I cannot I cannot enter to the eBay. It's so...
Okay.
Okay, let me...
Okay, so you do one thing, sir. Come back to your normal home screen. Once your computer is on, can you see your normal wallpaper?
Yeah, it's logged in already. I'm logged in.
All right, okay. Yeah, logged from everywhere, okay. So just be on your normal wallpaper, your normal desktop. I'm going to transfer your call to the senior manager. He will help you for the cancellation process. So please hold the line.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for being... Hold, sir. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Joseph. I'm the senior supervisor. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. So I just got a report from my colleague that there is a cancellation will be done for a fraud transaction, which is under your information. Okay. And according to our server reports, it's a fraud transaction from an overseas billing address. And your you don't know anyone from there?
I have no idea. Been quite a long time. Over 2 months, I'm not logged into eBay. I'm not ordered anything from eBay.
All right. Okay, sir. No need to worry. What you're going to do, we're going to help you out with this cancellation and fraud charge, okay? So, do you have any smart device? Like, you use the computer for all of your internet activities?
Yes, I'm looking to the computer now.
All right. Now, first of all, tell me which Google browser do you use for most of your online activity? Is it Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, or Firefox? Which one you use, sir?
Sorry? Excuse me, but my English is not that good.
I'm asking you which Google browser do you use for most of your online activity? Is it Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, or Firefox, sir?
I use Google Chrome.
All right. Open up a fresh page of Google Chrome from your end.
I'm logged into the eBay already. I cannot see.
Yeah, you are not able to see anything because the charge has been done from a fake account of eBay. By using your details, there is a fake account has been created, and for that reason, you are not getting any notification regarding this fraud charge, okay? That's why we called you directly.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, log out from your eBay account.
Yeah, I'm logged in.
No need to log in. First, log out from your eBay account and open up a fresh page of Google Chrome from your end.
Well, what page?
Have you got a fresh page of Google Chrome?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Now look at the very top of your screen, at the extreme top, okay? Long address panel, a long search bar where you can type something. Do you see that?
No.
Not in the middle, at the very top of your screen, there is a long address bar. A long bar.
Long bar, yes. You mean the search?
Yes, at the very top of your... Not in the middle of your screen, sir. Look at the very top of your screen, at the extreme top. Do you see? Search Google or type a URL, a long address bar at the top.
No.
At the top
the
of your
bar?
Screen.
Screen is nothing.
At the top of your screen, at the extreme top, do you see a small G sign? G sign at the left hand side corner.
Can you send me the email? Can you send an email to tell me how to do?
Yes.
I cannot.
All right. You can. You just wait. Do you see the search bar in the middle of your screen? First of all, tell me that.
Yeah, I can see the search bar.
You can see the middle of your screen, right?
I guess that's Google. Key in the website, yes. What key in?
All right. Just tell me, do you see the search bar in the middle of your screen or at the top of your screen, sir?
In the middle.
Look at the top of your screen, just like the middle bar, you will be able to see a long address bar at the top where you can type something.
Hello? Yes,
yes. Yes. Now you need to type over there each and every letters in lowercase, okay? Type the letter G, G as in Google, letter G.
G. Okay.
Again, type the letter G, G as in Google, letter G.
Yes. Okay.
Then put a dot like a period.
G-talk.
Have you typed two G's?
Does it mean C-O verification? Maybe for a time?
No. Listen to me. Have you typed two G's?
Only one. One G.
There will be another G. There will be two G's over there.
Okay, two G's, yes.
Then put a dot, like a period.
Put a dot, okay.
Then again type GG, two G's.
Another two G.
Yes, two G's.
Yes.
Then put a forward slash.
Forward slash,
sir. Do you know the forward slash?
Okay.
Then type letter U. U for umbrella, letter U.
Okay.
Then P as in Paris, letter P.
P.
Then D for doctor, letter D.
E.
Then A for alpha, letter A.
A.
Then T for tomorrow, letter T.
T. Update.
Then A for update, yes, type the word update. UPDATE, update.
Yes.
Then number 0, numerical 0.
0.
Number 0 once again.
0 again.
Now number 1, numerical 1.
1.
Now read me out the whole thing you have typed in from your answer. Please read it out for me so that I can check.
G talk, G test. Update 001.
Yes. It's gg.gg/update001. I do believe you have put the forward slash, right? Not any dash or something.
I think I don't believe you. Because this is not a normal website. I will go to the eBay. I will go to the eBay directly.
Sir, you need to
I don't.
We're providing you a cancellation of a fraud charge, okay? So we are going to connect you with the secure server of eBay so that we can verify your identity for our server, okay?
No, and I go to the eBay.
Yeah.
I talked to the eBay already. I cannot fool the phone number. Get the phone number, and then I will do something to verify my account or anything.
Understand? We are trying to help you out with the cancellation, okay? If you don't go with the security procedures we are giving you, we will not be able to help you out. You need to understand the things, right? You have to be faithful and you have to be patient about this. Because someone is trying to misuse your information. Alright? So I'm going to give you the cancellation and the security for your own safety. That's what we are doing for you. Okay?
But the security has something tricky, right? I'm not a stupid.
I didn't get you. Come again.
I'm not a foolish. You lead to my account, lead to my identity, anything, and then you know everything. You know my everything.
Sir, why would I know your everything? All of your details are already registered in our server. Okay.
If a eBay company, please send me an email directly and then mention the situation.
You need to understand the things. Your informations are getting compromised at the moment. So we are not allowed to give
I received something from email already.
Yes.
Log in to account.
Sir, you need to understand we are trying to provide you a cancellation and a security. Okay. We are not from the customer support department. We are from the anti-fraud department. Your informations are getting compromised in overseas by using our platform. You are getting my point? You have to follow the cancellation procedure we are giving you so that we can stop this fraud activities trying to be done. We are not asking you to give your information, okay? It's a recorded line for training and quality purpose. We are trying to provide your cancellation only, all right? So please follow the procedures I'm giving you, okay?
Okay, then you find us. Next step, and then the next step, okay? I'll enter.
Sorry, because I didn't get you. Come up again. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, what did you say? Please come up again, sir.
I try to find what you said.
What have you typed from your end? You first read it out for me. So that I can check if you have typed in the correct thing or not. Hello?
Yes.
You need to talk to me, sir, or else I'm not be able to help you out. You just tell me what can you see on your screen at the moment. What have you typed in on the search bar? Please read it out for me.
I'm finding it, and then the comeback is not anything about eBay or anything about what.
If you don't tell me what have you typed in on the search bar, how can I guide you? First, tell me what have you typed in on the search bar.
Okay, I finished the talk. I call back to the eBay. Okay,
sir, right now you're talking to the eBay customer support and the anti-fraud department.
No. No, I won't listen to you because I'm at doubt. Maybe this is something I understand.
You need to understand my words, sir. You have to cancel this purchase in default.
I can cancel, not like that immediately. I will call eBay. I will call eBay and talk to the eBay
You are so talking
to the bank. You say official service number. Official number.
Now listen to me.
I'm not picking up any phone number, and then I do the instruction like you said.
Now let me come to the point. If you're going to hang up this call right now, we're going to release the transaction. We're going to allow the transaction to go ahead. All right?
Oh, okay.
You're just supporting those people who are misusing your information. So I think that you're
calling directly.
You're helping them out.
I can go to the eBay contact eBay directly from my phone, not from anyone, just a phone number. Right? Understand if you,
sir,
like me,
we are
helping
you out. We are not asking you to get your information.
Anything, I don't want to log in anything and the computer exposed to the security problem.
If you don't think that we are not from eBay, let me show you the problem first of all, okay? Then you're gonna get that I'm not from any XYZ team. Alright? Let me show you the thing first of all. How your information is getting compromised, okay? You just do a thing.
We finished the talking, right? I will call eBay immediately.
Why? Why?
I ask why people are not believe anything, just a message. I don't know you, don't know the number, everything. You just say I'm on behind of big company. No, I don't get stupid.
Sir, yes. you're doing nothing but you're making the things complicated for your own self, okay?
Doesn't matter, it's complicated, Security is your major issue.
I don't need any of your details. You need to understand.
I'm not going to the computer, go to the unknown website. Because your website,
sir,
is unknown.
Sir, if you don't cooperate with us, how I'm going to show you my identity? How I'm going to prove myself if you don't cooperate with me? You tell me.
If I don't know you, this is a stranger to me. Why I believe you?
Sir, you're also a stranger to me, okay? You need to understand, yeah. I'm also doing my job over here. I'm not here
also,
to waste your time.
I can do my job also. I can directly go to the
You're office. Making the thing complicated for yourself. You need to understand my words. During this call, if you don't cancel this fraud purchase, we will release the transactions trying to be done. Okay.
You can stop it now, you can hold it. You can hold it at the moment until I make a confirmation.
First of all,
If you are eBay, you can do anything.
And
if you are
truly
eBay, you can do anything.
And
you can stop it. You cannot complete the
fraud,
but the order. What is my address? Please tell me what is my address.
You know what? You just fuck yourself.
Tell me
off.
What is my address.
Fuck
because
off.
You describe everything about my information.